Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yeah, I admit I'm feeling a little bit today. Sabres wrap up a 13th consecutive season outside of the postseason tonight in Tampa. They've already announced that coach and GM will be made available to the media on Friday to discuss how the season went and the way forward, and that feels to me like it's not actually an official announcement that they're not making any change at either spot, coach or GM, but I'm not sure how I'm taking it. I will gladly eat the crow or my hat or whatever whatever symbolically would be me admitting this was a horrible read by me, but I just don't think in pro sports you announce that the coach and GM are going to be holding an end-of-season news conference with the media 4 days after the season has concluded if they're not going to be in the jobs moving forward. That's my read of it. So I'm taking the announcement today from the Sabres that those men are going to be meeting with the media on Friday morning as confirmation that they're not making a change. And I've been very worried that that was going to be the case. I've said for months here, I'm just going to need to see them do it before I'm ready to believe that they're actually going to make a change at coach. I think it's been warranted since Christmas. They chose, obviously they disagree. I don't think that there's a whole lot of variety in what should be done, could be done, or will be done to the roster. Recognizing, of course, that they could make a massive Calgary Florida Panthers type trade or something, but I don't know. I'm not really eager to dive into any of that either, because I feel like the key people in all that would all be, I'd be selling low on everyone because they've all had pretty tough years to some extent. And I still believe in a lot of the talent. I think I need a different coach to unlock them. That's where I've been for months here. And so I'm kind of demoralized about that. That's one issue we've been talking about today. Lines are open at 803-0550 if you'd like to share your thoughts on that. Also, of course, talking about the draft in the NFL. We are closing in on a week away. Thursday, a week from Thursday, is when the draft will take place. We will have our big draft special for you on Thursday afternoon. Nate Geary, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe, Jeremy, I know these are all people you hear generally from. They'll all be a part of our two-hour Facebook Live, StreamYard, wherever. We'll be out there in video formats, so get ready to look at our ugly mugs if you're so inclined. So we're talking about the draft, too, and the Bills finding their way to replacements for their top two outside receivers who both have left this offseason. Gabe Davis via free agency to Jacksonville, and then just a little more than a week and a half ago, the Bills traded Stephon Diggs, of course, to Houston. 803-0550, your idea to replace Diggs and or Davis. We're talking about that, too, as we go here. 803-0550 is the number. Let's fire it up. Eric is first up this segment. Hi, Eric. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. How's it going, man?
Great.
Well, I'm going to do my best to be short and try to speak for kind of the hardcore Saber fan. So I know that Granato is mostly expected to be back. And Friday in the press conference, they're probably going to lead with injuries that a lot of the key guys were either hurt or missed time or banged up. And my problem with that is that even the bad teams don't go down 2-0, 3-0 in the first 7-8 minutes of games 25 times in the season. Even the bad hurt teams don't go down, get blown off the ice, at home by like Ottawa, even Columbus.
Columbus, right. Right.
It is very obvious that, obviously the players have spoken that they love Granato, that they're very tight with him, but clearly something isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And, the frustration that I think everybody has, especially the people who are paying money to go to the games, is like, it's pro sport. I mean, you're trying to tell people that going down 5-6 goals at home to Ottawa or Columbus is, like, okay, and we're just going to roll with it. Like, you can't blame that on injury. So, I don't know. Like, they better have something pretty compelling to tell us on Friday. Otherwise, I just don't even know where to go from here. I will hang up and listen. Thanks, Bulldog.
Okay, yeah. I'm dreading Friday. All right, because I can't imagine what we're going to hear that is going to be encouraging. I really don't. I don't think they'll sit down and try to make excuses. So I'm not sure what Friday will look nor sound like. But Adams and Granato are going to speak. I believe the way that the email reads is that's going to be separate. I don't think they're appearing together. Granato is at 10 and Adams at 10:30 is the way I read the information that came out today. And so I'm taking that as all but an announcement that they're proceeding ahead with this coach. I could be wrong about that, and if I'm misleading all of you in the process, I will humbly apologize when the time is right. But I don't know. It's part of the reason why someone like Mike, when he would be here, he's off today, saying like they just have to. What are they gonna? The building's half empty. They've been in the playoffs in 13 years. You can't just status quo your way into a new season. How are you gonna sell that, right? And I'm over here going, I know that's gonna be really hard. But until I see them do it, I thought it was warranted at Christmas time. And look, I'm not a ghoul. Like, I have it in for Granato. I've liked him. It just isn't working. The point about the starts of games is so 100% correct. And yes, of course the players will tell you they like him. They probably even privately like him. I'm not even being skeptical about that. Is it working? I need Mike here. Don't tell me about your feelings. Like, I'm a big feelings guy. I like that they like their coach. Is it working? I've had a number of bosses in my professional career, and I would tell you I've liked all of them. I don't think I connected with them all the same way. I think that there were times where I think I needed a different voice, and then, you know, somehow or another, events conspired and we got it. And like, good, okay, let's try the new guy. Good. Not that I had a problem or anything with the other boss. It just wasn't going as well, even though I like the guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about liking and even respecting. It's like, is it working? Is what he is instructing you to do coming off in such a way that you know how to do your job? Kevin Adams has told us a few different times, he's used the phrasing, if you're caught in between in this league, you're dead. The caught in between is instinctually on the ice being conflicted about whether to go on offense. This can be, you know, aggressive on the forecheck, pinching on the walls for a defenseman in the offensive zone, or being more responsible and getting back and making a safer play. And the dilemma for a player is to just be able to react and just do the right thing. And what I think the Sabres have been caught in between largely for two seasons running, between go, 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 go offense. We've got all this high-end skill and responsible, stop giving up two-on-ones and odd man rushes and support your goaltenders. And look, you got to be able to do both things. The best teams in the league can do both things effectively. For some reason, we can't seem to find a happy medium. And it's been 2 years of trying. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Last year, I think, continuing with Granato, the progress that was made, the learning curve for guys dealing with the pressure, being in the heat of a playoff race, the goaltending, all of it, add it all up. Like, okay, you know what? I give you the benefit of the doubt here. I think you made progress. You got in a race. Hopefully everybody learned enough from it that the next time you're in this situation, I won't be hearing about the growing pains and guys need to learn how to deal with the pressure. And then we got into the middle of this season and it was the same damn conversation again about pressure and expectations. And I mean, what are we doing here? It's maddening. 803-0550 is the number. Sabres, Bills, you get the idea. Tom is up next. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I'm wondering with the Bills, is this like 2021 where we can go back-to-back wide receivers in round one and two? I think we probably need to do it. We mean we've done it before with defensive ends, so why not try to do it again and grab like a speedster and then a possession guy or vice versa?
I think that's a great idea. It's one spot where, to me, not having that third-round pick really stings. But you're right. They did do this. They identified defensive end as a need after they lost to the Chiefs in the 2020 AFC Championship game. And, yeah, that's right. They doubled down. They got Rousseau in round one and then Boogie Basham in round two. Basham has since been moved on. But they did it. They double-dipped at a position that they perceived as a need. I think you can look at this receiver room and say, well, it's not the only need. Funny enough, edge is also, I think, up there on the list of needs. But I thought for a while, you know, if you don't want to go big with your first pick and just stay put, you know, a way to make me feel better about that is to double dip. But not having that third is tough. I feel like, you know, if they'd gone first and third, like I could stump for that. I could see them doing that. I don't know if they'll go twice in a row. They could. I think they almost definitely some way, somehow will draft two receivers in this draft. I think one on Thursday and it, you know, maybe, you know, they don't do what the caller's suggesting, then you're into Saturday anyway. They only have that one second-round pick, unless they move around some, and we'll see. But I think two receivers in this draft class is definitely warranted. Ron is up next. Hi, Ron. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Nice talking to you again. I'm looking at the Sabres. I'm looking at the Sabres and say, you know what? Granato, I guess he's going to be back. If they change the assistant coaches, that's going to be really good because the power play is not run by Granato. So get a coach, get a really solid power play coach. I don't know if Ellis ever played on the power play in his career and I know that doesn't always translate to coaching, mm-hmm. but if they get someone that's a good assistant, strong assistant coach to help them, that will be a big difference. I think assistants are just as important as the head coach in a lot of ways. And I would not be surprised to see if Adams is promoted up, maybe Poho and Carmona to GM. And lastly, I would like to see them trade their first-round pick and either Kulik or Savoy for a top player. I think that we cannot bring every young kid up. We cannot draft every player. We have a lot in the cupboard. Start using some of that currency for ready-made players, if that makes sense. And I'll hang up and listen. Hey, thank you for Saturday. Have a great day.
All right, Ron, sure. That's Ron put together a media event and a fundraiser that I was a part of on Saturday. I was very happy to be a part of that, even though I did not really have a great grasp of the rules of how to play Family Feud, and I was the host. So that was a little awkward. But yeah, I'm being a little maybe hard on myself. Whatever, it was fun. It really felt great to be there, and I appreciated the invite. So thank you for mentioning that, Ron. Different assistant coaches. I think the point about the roster and the pipeline is a very good one. What I'm stuck with, though, is the ability to make that happen. Players have no move clauses and no trade clauses, and free agents have a choice of where they're going to go. And despite the Sabres, I think, sort of working to change how they're perceived around the league, last year I think did them a lot of good, and there was some change there. I think Adams has even spoken about that, like, he felt it was starting to change the reputation of the organization, and like, hey, a lot of good young guys here, and maybe some older established guys want to be a part of it, and it's a good thing going. I feel like this year undid that. Paul and I have talked about this a few times. We'll probably bring it up when he joins me in about 40 minutes for the start of Sabres pregame show. I think they've undone that goodwill. So I don't know. Like, you want to go get Steven Stamkos in free agency? I mean, I don't know how many teams will be in line for his services, but it's going to be more than one if he even gets out of Tampa, and he's going to pick me? On the basis of what? It's closer to Toronto. I know that was like 7 or 8 years ago when he was about to be a free agent. That was the dream, right? Like, he wants to be close to home. Parents are on the Niagara Peninsula or something. Like, hey. I don't know now. That all could still be true. But I think getting guys to want to come be a part of this gets harder with every year you miss the playoffs. And if you miss the playoffs in a league where coaches pay the extreme price for that constantly in season and when seasons end, and I'm a 28-year-old hockey player and I'm trying to figure out where to continue my career, and the Buffalo Sabres call, I'm going to call some of my friends and be like, what do you think of them not changing the coach? I don't know what's going on there. Why? They're just like treading water, or worse. I don't want any part of that. I just think it'd be really hard to put together, the trades you need to make the roster overhaul have any kind of a foothold here. But they have so many. This is where I like the point. I kind of got sidetracked myself there from Ron's call. They've got a lot of the same kind of guy. They've got high-end skill guys, which is great. It's good to have the highest-rated pool of prospects in the league at your disposal. But I've got Thompson on a lifetime contract. I've got Cousins on a lifetime contract. Paterka and Quinn, I know everything seems bad, but there's a guy, Paterka especially, who broke through this year. And I think that's going to continue. He's there. Quinn's there. Despite the injuries, I'm still pretty bullish on him. Skinner's contract is an immovable object. But where am I putting Savoy and Kulik and other offensively talented players? This team needs some 6'3" defensive forwards, maybe, that aren't named Gergensons. That's maybe more what I need. But I've got this stockpile of dudes who all should be playing in the top six eventually, and I'm not going to have room for them all. So you got to get busy somehow weaponizing that. I'm just not really sure what the next move is. Just part of the reason I end up at the coach being replaced as the move this offseason. Because I'm not really sure what I would do. If I had at my disposal everything that Kevin Adams knows and all the phone numbers and the wherewithal to do what I felt like I wanted to do to the roster, I honestly am not sure what the hell I would do first. Because I don't think there's an easy answer. I don't think there's like a ready-made, sensible call. Your good players that you're committed to all had down years. Do you want to move them off of those years? You could. You better be getting top-of-the-lineup $8 million hockey players back if you do that. So I got to find the right match for that. Good luck with that. And so I'm just sort of stuck. I feel like the only change that could be affected almost effortlessly would be to change the coach. And I don't think they're going to choose to do that because of the announcement today about them meeting with the media on Friday morning. 803-0550 is the number. It's tangled, I know, but I'm trying my best to untangle it. Talking about the Sabres, the way forward for them, also about the Bills and receiver ideas. Continue those two conversations for the next half an hour or so, and then we'll get Sabres pregame going with Paul Hamilton live from Tampa. 803-0550 is the number. A couple lines open now. You want to hop in? I'll make good on getting to those calls right after this. Mike is off today. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.